No more curfew this week in Honduras. The country's interim government lifted the restriction last night for the first time in 2 weeks. But the standoff continues over the status of Honduran President Manuel Zelaya. Zelaya was removed from office and thrown out of the country by the army. Critics say he was planning an illegal referendum to amend the constitution to allow himself to run for a second term as president. Zelaya, who was democratically elected, had 6 months left in his first term. Jennifer McCoy directs the Americas program at the Carter Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Professor McCoy, give us some perspective on this. Why is the issue of being president for more than one term such a loaded one there in Honduras and indeed in Latin America?
Well, after Honduras went through a period of dictatorship and returned to democracy in 1980, they wrote a new constitution to prohibit re-election in order to avoid the recurrence of a president staying in power through illegal means and turning into a new dictator. So they were really trying to avoid the repeat of the historical legacy of much of Latin America of having long-term strong men in office who sometimes stayed in office through manipulated elections in the 19th and 20th centuries.
So even though this situation in Honduras is being seen as a kind of illegal coup, is your reading of the current situation that the motivation for removing Zelaya was a real fear that democracy would be endangered if he stayed in office?
Well, there was an added element in terms of the fear in this particular case, and that was that President Zelaya had been growing increasingly closer to Venezuela. And so there were some important sectors in Honduras who feared that alliance with Venezuela, that he would intend to bring Honduras to a more leftist and anti-U.S. policy. So that was an added component to, I think, the fear about his intentions. And the assumption was that he would be asking for re-election. But we're seeing a growing trend across the board in Latin America to change those single terms and begin to allow for re-election. And this is the majority of the countries today that now have this provision.
And can you take us further back and give us a sense of the history of term limits? I mean, when did they start being established in the first place, and where and why?
Yes, most of the countries, as they were implementing democracy throughout the 20th century, did put in single-term limits, again, to counter that historical past, especially from the 19th century of the strong men dictators. But by the 1990s, there was a desire in certain cases, particularly Brazil and Argentina, I think, of those new democratic presidents to have a longer chance to implement the reforms, especially the economic reforms that they were trying to carry out. And they actually started the trend toward changing the constitutions to allow for re-election for at least one additional term.
Jennifer McCoy is a professor of political science at Georgia State University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.